Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Tuesday afternoon, I chat to somebody with a passionate interest in something that they believe makes their life a little bit better. And today I'm learning in this week's How to Live Well, I think I'm getting this right, Dermot, about walking football. Dermot O'Brien, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Walking football, it is a thing.
What is it?
It is a thing that is thriving. And we have it out in Bray Wanderers. And we started off last September, kind of a collaboration between the FAI, Age and Opportunity Ireland, and Healthy Communities through Sláinte Care. But it is football, like other forms of football.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't find yourself running, sprinting, kind of tackling harshly, coming in for slide tackles. The ball doesn't really go high up in the air. It's a small-sided game. But we have pitched it at older people as a way of saying, you may have only played football 30, 40 years ago. You may have thought that you'll never play again. Come down and join in with walking football. It's competitive. You have to score goals to win. You have to have a good touch. But we're flying out in Bray.
But you don't need to be as mobile or as fit as a fiddle as you might think.
1,000,000%. And that's what's a real draw.
Yeah.
You know, we have guys in their 70s coming out, and you might even, you know, you might look at me and say, well, you know, you should be able to do a little bit of running around, but I have a defibrillator implant. Running around is not something that I should be doing or
right.
I'm allowed to do. But walking around, kicking a ball, having it at my feet, connecting with the lads every week. It's really, really fantastic.
When did you, or how did you end up getting involved in this, Dermot?
So yeah, the genesis kind of kicked off with the FAI have been doing work with the Department of Health, with True Sláinte Care, and they're looking at how our League of Ireland teams can be more than just a football club. So we are really looking outwards into community and seeing what else can we do to connect with people in the community through the football lens. And they brought Age and Opportunity in. They brought a coach in. We did, you know, you don't just pitch in and throw the ball into the pitch and just say you got to walk. We did 5 weeks of coaching. And then they left us to our own devices, and we play every week since then. And like, we have about 24 guys in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Every week there's about 20 or 18 to 20 who show up. And you don't have to remind people. You don't have to pressurize them. You don't have to rent a crowd. The guys are, really loving it.
Is it something that's unique then to Bray Wanderers, or is it nationwide?
It's so there's five clubs who are six, I think, LOI, League of Ireland clubs who are definitely doing this. And we got a little bit of resourcing from Healthy Communities Fund through Sláinte Care. And that gave us the capacity to really just get the programme up and running and put some resources into it. So there are other League of Ireland clubs. Then there are some kind of non-formal, not connected to League of Ireland, groups of people who come together to do this walking football, and there's mini tournaments that happen around the country.
It's as competitive then as you want it to be.
There you can find international games on YouTube. So we're looking to see if we get any caps from some of our Bray gang.
Well, funny, there's a text in from a listener who's asking, wasn't walking football in Father's Head?
The amount of people who mention walking, please take that image, laugh at that image, but it's a bit more intense than that. But yeah, it's a great reference.
Yeah. So it's something, I suppose, that ideally you're hoping will be rolled out in a lot of the clubs, whether that's via League of Ireland or just nationwide. Like, I can imagine from a social aspect, Dermot, that alone is good for everybody.
Huge. And I can tell you, Andrea, that we would have guys who would suggest that they wouldn't really be coming outside the house very often. That's their situation. And then walking football is the thing they look forward to. Or they might not have done exercise, or we do our stretches before we play. And that's the body movements. When you add in the connection, we meet up afterwards down in the Carlisle grounds, cup of tea, a few biscuits, have the chats.
Yeah.
So there's a package there.
Brilliant.
That is really powerful. And we can see it emerge. It's across Europe. I visited Real Sociedad over in the Basque Country, and at the exact same time on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, there's 50 older people, men and women, coming together to play walking football.
Actually, just when you mentioned that, there's something I wanted to ask you. Is the Bray Wanderers walking football that you're involved in, is it all men or is it men and women?
It's open to men and women, But at the moment, it's men who are turning up. But there are women across across Europe, for sure, playing walking football.
More
we
than
put
welcome,
the invite
though.
Out, absolutely, yeah. Always, more than well.
You mentioned a bit about tournaments, but there is another listener wondering, how do you tackle somebody?
So you can do a kind of non-intensive block tackle. So if someone's coming, has the ball in front of you, you can't come in from the side. And again, we've got guys who wouldn't play if they felt that their physical health was at risk.
Yeah.
So you can be standing, throwing shapes, maybe blocking, cutting off a pass, but you definitely can't be sliding in or smashing someone, which again is kind of interesting that you still got to find a way to pass, to move, to score. So it's definitely. But that really intense physical part isn't there. There's no headers. It kind of stays below the shoulder. But it's competitive. It genuinely,
Paul in Dundrum is wondering what happens if somebody does start running during the game.
So there's a referee for each game. Someone has to take the... Yeah, and there are rules. So when we go to tournaments, you get your... The rules are sent to remind us what you can and can't do. So it's free.
Yeah, listener living in Bray wondering if women can join. You mentioned the can.
1,000,000%.
More than welcome.
Yeah.
You mentioned your own health, Dermot. What sort of improvements have you noticed or...
So there's that combination. I have a heart condition. It's the kind of sudden death scenario heart condition. So I was told long ago, don't exert yourself because you're at risk. And I have the machine inside, which does its work. So that combination, being able to say, I can get back on a football pitch and have a ball at my feet, which is the beautiful game. Those of us who love it, that's the dream. And then you have a football club inviting people. And our Walking Wanderers are Bray Wanderers team.
Yeah.
So to pull on the jersey and then that connection piece. I didn't know all the guys. And now I have a whole group, new group.
Your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who,
not to be said for that.
It's huge.
Eileen says, what a coincidence listening to Dermot today. I know somebody who's going to be starting this week. He's actually just had surgery. So it'll be great for him. Sounds
Fantastic.
Like a great idea.
Fantastic.
I suppose that's the other point too, Dermot. It's not just as such for, in inverted commas, like older people. It's for anybody who's just looking for activity that's not the actual League of Ireland level.
That's it, yeah. And we, like that, when you talk to people who say, I haven't had a ball at my feet for 30 years, it's that, people have that, there's that perception that if you can't sprint around and you're not fully physically fit, that it's not for you anymore. And we have dreams of we'd love to do an intergenerational tournament where we get some of the kids in the local schools to do the training, do the 5-week coaching, and then we mix up the teams and have youngsters in with the older guys and see how that pans out, which would be brilliant.
Brilliant. It's a great idea, Dermot. And, I can tell you from the WhatsApps today, there's a lot of interest for sure. So definitely something might be worthwhile rolling out across the country. Thank you for coming in to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Dermot O'Brien there, as I said, from the walking football Bray Wanderers as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.